And now, Paul Meacham, Jr.
Are Christians today commanded to partake of the Lord's Supper? Well, the answer is yes. Christians today are commanded to partake of the Lord's Supper. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 42, we have a good example of this as the apostles there are meeting with the new Christians in the city of Jerusalem. And we read that they continued steadfastly, they being the Christians, in the apostles' doctrine and in fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. Now, this breaking of bread here was more than just a meal. Rather, it is a reference to the partaking of the Lord's Supper. A further example is given in Acts chapter 20 and verse 7, where if you look at Paul's journey, he waited nearly an entire week for the opportunity of meeting together with the Christians on the first day of the week where they had come together to break bread. Specifically, they were partaking of the Lord's Supper. Now, Paul writes to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and he instructs them regarding some of the ways they were misusing the Lord's Supper. Again, further examples that God intends for us to worship Him, but He intends for that worship to be carried out His way. We can't simply look at the Bible and reject it and say, God has commanded it to be done a certain way, but He won't mind if I change it. Such would certainly not be acceptable to the Father. So are Christians commanded to partake of the Lord's Supper? The answer is yes, we most certainly are.